This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation is months behind in testing evidence from sexual assault cases. CPR's Allison Sherry explains how they're hoping to fix it.
CBI attributes much of the backlog to a former analyst who is now facing more than 100 criminal charges for misconduct in the lab between 2008 and 2023. Many samples need to be retested in old cases. CBI says there is a backlog of 1,400 cases right now that would take 500 days to get caught up. They say they are going to outsource some of those cases to private laboratories and train more of their own DNA scientists while posting progress reports on a public dashboard. They are using money given to the Bureau by the legislature last year. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Democratic Representative Brittany Pederson interrupted her maternity leave yesterday with a quick trip to the U.S. Capitol. She came to vote against a Republican blueprint for President Trump's sweeping legislative agenda, and she brought her four-week-old baby boy along with her.
I wasn't going to sit back and not vote for anything where I could potentially be the difference, and I knew this was going to be very close.
The resolution passed 217 to 215. The Colorado delegation split along party lines, with all Republicans voting for it and Democrats against. The House version is different from the Senate. Both chambers have to pass the same one, so another close vote may come again soon. Authorities are asking the public to be aware of a scam aimed at the developing psilocybin industry.
Shroomwonders.com is a website that claims to sell psilocybin, or magic mushrooms, as you may know it. Instead, the Manitou Springs Police Department says, despite a Colorado-based phone number and a Manitou address, investigators have traced the site's registration back to Nairobi, Kenya. The sale of psilocybin remains illegal outside of state-sanctioned healing centers. The mushrooms themselves are decriminalized in Colorado for those 21 and older. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Cooler across the state, but temps climb up to the 60s tomorrow. This is CPR News.